This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a thing that happens as an economy changes. Life changes along with it, right? Where people live is different, how people live is different, and jobs are different. That right there, the jobs, is our slice. What happens in communities that lose jobs that are hard to replace because those jobs were fundamentally a way of life? Farming was once the most common job in this country. Now, though, agriculture is so high-tech, fewer farmers are needed to work the fields, which is in turn trickling down to the towns that once thrived on farm economies. Today, in the first of a new series called, fittingly enough, Way of Life, Luke Runyon from KUNC and Harvest Public Media brings us the story of one farm community that's been shrinking even as its farms grow bigger.
Brandon Biesmeyer climbs up a small ladder into a green and yellow tractor.
So what do you want to do? You want to go for a ride?
Let's go for a ride.
All right, sounds good.
We're heading out to spray an herbicide on his cornfields. In the cab, on a computer screen, a little pixelated tractor moves across, showing what we've sprayed.
It turns everything blue that we've hit. And I think sometimes you get so focused on this screen that you forget what you're even doing.
This is just one piece of expensive equipment on the Biesmeyer family farm. There's a huge combine and a corn planter. And these machines allow Biesmeyer and his brother to farm nearly 7,000 acres in this rural pocket of northeastern Colorado. Just a few decades ago, it'd be unheard of for a family to manage that much cropland. Now, Biesmeyer says, this is a medium-sized farm in this part of the plains.
It takes a lot of acres to pay that combine off, or that corn planter off, or that sprayer off.
And that means farms have to grow in size to make ends meet. You can't just farm 80 acres and make a living, he says.
I wish you could. I think life would be a lot simpler and easier, and there'd be just a lot more people out here, I think, if that was the case.
Biesmeyer lives with his wife and two kids in the nearby town of Haxton, Colorado, population 917. That's 200 fewer people than when the town was at its peak in 1920.
The equipment is bigger and just takes more to farm, and the cost is tremendous.
That's Brandon Biesmeyer's grandfather, Quentin. He goes by Bud. When he started farming back in the late 1940s, Haxton was bustling with activity.
Well, it was just more people. We'd come to town Saturday night, and the street was lined with cars, and they had a movie theater here.
And a bowling alley, some restaurants. But those are gone now, either knocked down or standing empty.
When I moved here in 84, there was a dress store, there was a fabric store, there were three or four barbers.
Darcy Gerritsen is the superintendent and principal of Haxton's public school.
All kinds of things that are no longer here because people can drive 30 miles to Walmart. And everybody does.
Still, it's not all doom and gloom in Haxton. Parts of the town's economy are thriving, despite the declining number of farmers. Those bigger farms need more services, more agriculture specialists they can hire to help out. Like Dave Gibson. I met him out in a cornfield at the edge of town.
My grandfather was a farmer, and my dad was a sharecropper, and then now I'm an agronomist, so I just farm vicariously through others.
Gibson does everything from soil sampling to mixing farm chemicals, so farmers can focus on staying in the field.
When you talk about what's going to keep our town alive, our little town of Haxton, it's going to be kids coming home, coming back to farm.
If that next generation doesn't want to farm, then Gibson says you could see the same trends continuing, the surviving farms getting bigger and the nearby towns getting smaller. In Haxton, Colorado, I'm Luke Runyon for Marketplace.